This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition number 1982, recorded on Thursday, the 26th of October, 2017. Hello, I'm Ian Robertson, and I'm joined by
Paddy Watkins.
Today we have our usual mix of items, news about the city and some letters to the evening news, and a feature about Coleman School. Today we welcome new listeners, Mrs. Georgie Senior and Hugh Armstead, both of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy listening to us. We'll start off with some news. The number one news item this week was the radical proposal to change the policing of our area with the axing of community police officers. Former Home Secretary Charles Clark has something to say about this too. Then the Evening News has delivered a petition from its readers to try and persuade the owners of Coleman's to keep its production in Norwich. An ever-present subject is the Northern Distributor Road, and we learned that a section is ready to open in a month's time.
Every PCSO in Norfolk will lose their job, and stations will shut in the biggest overhaul of policing for decades. The proposed reforms include Norfolk becoming the first force in the country to get rid of all its 150 police community support officers, PCSOs, closing seven stations and shutting another seven front desks to the public. Announcing the changes yesterday, Chief Constable Simon Bailey said it was the biggest change to the force in decade and one of his hardest days in the job. The proposals, which will save £2 million a year and come from the biggest review in the force's history, would come into effect from April next year after a consultation with staff. Scrapping PCSOs would save £1.6 million and would leave the force with 859 officers, down from almost 1,000 now. But under the proposed changes, Norfolk would employ 81 new officers, including 64 constables, 16 sergeants and one new chief inspector. They will also have 16 new staff supporting them. The way Norfolk is policed will also change, with police spending less time visiting local communities and more on solving serious crimes.
A former Home Secretary and Norwich MP has hit out at plans to axe all of Norfolk's police community support officers and called for the decision to be reversed. Proposals announced by the Norfolk Police Force include axing all 150 PCSOs, closing seven stations and shutting front desks to the public as part of a move that would save £2 million. But pressure is today mounting on the government to intervene to spare PCSOs from the chop. Charles Clark, who was part of the Labour government when PCSOs were introduced in 2002 and served as Home Secretary between 2004 and 2006, said, "I was very disappointed to hear the Norfolk Police's decision to abolish PCSOs. PCSOs play a very important role in strengthening the relationship between police and local communities, contributing significantly to both preventing and solving crimes. I hope the Norfolk Police will reverse its decision." This call from Mr. Clark, who served as Norwich South MP from 1997 until 2010, comes as it emerged Unison, the union which represents PCSOs, has written to the current Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, calling on her to step in and overturn the decision.
As thousands back the paper's campaign to save Norwich's Britvic and Unilever factories, the paper's representative travelled to the headquarters of both companies to make readers' views heard. But despite travelling hundreds of miles to Hemel Hempstead and then Leatherhead on Tuesday to deliver the petition, no senior staff were able to meet them. More than 240 people are at risk of losing their jobs after Britvic announced earlier this month that it was proposing to close its Brackendale site. The production of Robinson's and Fruit Shoot, which currently takes place at the plant, will be transferred to other manufacturing sites in London, Leeds and Rugby. Hours after Britvic's announcement, And Unilever, which makes Coleman's mustard, said it too could close its neighbouring site. Unilever said it would be speaking to its 113 employees at the site and was aiming to have reached a decision by the end of November.
The westbound section of Norwich's Northern Distributor Road is set to open to traffic next month. The road between the A1067 Fakenham Road and the A140 Cromer Road is scheduled to open in the early hours of Saturday, November the 11th. The 3.5-mile route includes roundabouts at Fir Covert Road, Reapham Road and Drayton Lane, which are already in use. Signs will be installed to warn drivers to expect traffic to be on the NDR. For eastbound traffic, the carriageway will be reduced to a single lane on the final section from Drayton Lane, as motorists will have to leave at the slip road to join the A140. Other than this restriction, the newly opened road will be available as part of the normal road network with a national speed limit of 70 miles an hour on the dual carriageway. Construction on the controversial 12.5-mile road started in 2016, and when completed, it will run from the A47 at Postwick, southeast of Norwich, to the A1067 Fakenham Road, northwest of the city.
Budget supermarket Lidl has stepped in to revitalise a major new development opposite a garden centre, which will also include a pub and fast food restaurant. Scott Property Group submitted plans to Broadland District Council for the site opposite Taverham Garden Centre and Nursery in Fir Covert Road. The original application to Broadland District Council fell through 5 months ago due to a lack of takers for the superstore. But Lidl has now stepped in and is proposing to build its own. The 23,700 square feet supermarket, which is almost half the size of the store in the original application, will include 129 car parking spaces and could create up to 40 jobs. The plans also seek outline permission for a 35,000 square foot lifestyle leisure unit featuring a cooking school, outdoor clothing shop and office, a fast food restaurant, a public house or restaurant, an 18,460 square foot retail unit. Access to the site, which sits to the south of the existing garden centre, would be off Fir Covert Road. The original plans were given the green light by Broadland councillors in 2014.